If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
For the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Elizabeth this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Now, you and Carlos, that's your boyfriend. How long have you guys been together?
Gosh, almost 10 years already.
10 wow. years? Wow. Yeah. And he has not proposed yet?
No, but we do have a son together.
Okay. All right. That's way more serious than a marriage.
But, I mean, still, okay.
That's the only thing that's permanent. Unfortunately, tell us why you're on War of the Roses.
Our relationship isn't perfect. Like, it's always been rocky, I guess. We fight pretty frequently. But I never thought that he was being unfaithful until recently. He got absolutely wasted and said when we were fighting that he loved cheating on me. He loved it.
And now, wait, did you know that he had cheated on you? Or this was your first time hearing this?
No. Yeah, no, I'd never heard that before. And I asked him, I was like, who are you cheating on me with? When was this? And I asked him all these questions. But once I started questioning him, he just changed his whole story. And he said, oh, I was trying to make you mad. And he made everything up just to make me mad.
So I'm guessing you just want to find out for sure, right?
Yeah.
All right, Elizabeth, you're going to be on hold. You'll be able to hear everything. Kay's going to call Carlos and offer him some fake free roses. And we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Carlos, please?
Yeah, you got him.
Hi, Carlos. Mm-hmm. This is Ashley with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
If it's free, I mean, as long as I'm not charging anything.
Yeah, it's totally free and really easy to get started. All I would need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
That's it?
That's it?
Sure. Send them to Dina's.
Okay. And then before I get Dina's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
If you could write it out for me. You are strong and beautiful. You'll get through this.
You are strong and beautiful. You'll get through this. And then love Carlos or just Carlos? How do you want it signed?
It doesn't matter. I mean, just as long as she knows it's from me, you know?
Hey, Carlos, my name's Gavin. And that was not a free offer for roses. It wasn't real. That was Katie from the Wake Up Call. And we're on 106.5 The End. Listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Elizabeth, who's back on now. Elizabeth, are you there?
What the f*** is going on between you and Dina?
Elizabeth, who's Dina?
Dina's our old neighbor. When did you and Dina magically become friends? You weren't always friends.
This isn't news. We've always been friends. She was your friend too. Like,
we were nice. We were neighborly, and we haven't lived near each other for over 3 years. So why are you sending me for flowers and calling her strong and beautiful?
Because I'm being supportive. You didn't hear that she just split up with Steven. I'm just being a nice guy.
No, I didn't hear that because we're not friends with them. Like, there's no reason for us to even be communicating with them at all, especially not without me knowing anything about it.
How are you and Dina communicating?
Just like anyone else would, text, you know, phone calls.
But your girlfriend had no idea that you guys were texting and calling each other.
You're basically dating her.
No, relax. This is overreacting. This whole thing we're doing is an overreaction on your end.
What if Elizabeth was having this exact same relationship with Dina's, I guess now, ex-husband, Steven? Also your former neighbor, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So if she was texting and calling Steven, and then sent him a gift, that wouldn't weird you out?
I don't know. Honestly, I just don't know.
I'm sure you do. Remember what you said to her when you guys were having a fight, and you said you were drunk, but you said you loved cheating on her. That partnered with this
doesn't look good.
Does not look good.
I can't even, honestly, I don't even remember myself saying that.
Right. Well, okay. Well, she remembers it. Where's your head at right now, Elizabeth?
I can't deal with the lies. I can't deal with the deceit. I can't deal with you texting girls behind my back. Like, this is all bullshit, honestly. I need you to get the fuck out of my house because I need time to think about this.
Just like that. Get the fuck out of the house. That's what you have to say?
The fact that you guys have a kid together, just think about stuff and have conversations. That's my only advice.
Hey, listen, this is not the first time that she's been saying that, okay? She said this before because she, like I said, she overreacts.
I mean, that might be true, but this doesn't feel like an overreaction this time.
Just have a conversation. That's all I'm
but
asking.
Stop talking to Dina.
And probably stop talking to her completely. Thank you, guys. I hope you work out whatever issues are going on. But it's War of the Roses on 106.5 The End.